Siddur snippets is sponsored by the Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. We're in the middle of the second Halalukah following Ashrei, which is the central part of Psukei Dezimra. And we introduced it yesterday with the notion that it reflects that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem is the neshama of the world. If the first Halalukah talks about our neshama and Hashem expressing Himself through us, the second describes Hashem expressing Himself in the development of the world, our history turning into our destiny, realized through the ultimate goal, the tachlis of creation, which is Binyan Yerushalayim, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and Geula. Which brings us up to the second pasuk. Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. We describe Hashem as Bonei Yerushalayim. Note, what form of the verb is Bonei? In the present tense he's Bonei. However, we have a shift in the second half of the pasuk. We went from Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem to Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. Yechanes is in the future. What does that mean? Nidche Yisrael, the remnants of Israel, the exiles of Israel, Yechanes, he will gather together. So Bonei in the present, he's building Yerushalayim. He will gather the exiles in the future. What's the meaning of this shift and why do you mean Bonei? Yibaneh. Yibana HaMikdash. We hope one day, we long for when the third base HaMikdash, Machlokas, the Rambam and Tosos, will it descend from heaven? Will we build it? But in either case, we hope and we long for the third base HaMikdash, for the redemption, for peace in the world, for the end to suffering. We long for the base HaMikdash, Yibane, he will build. Why is it Bonei in the present? Moreover, it's a clumsy form. It should say Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim. God is building Yerushalayim. What do you mean, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem? Building Yerushalayim is Hashem. So regarding the change in the tense from the present to the future, and why we're even beginning in the present, the Tzfasemes has a comment on this pasuk. And he says, one day the Beis HaMikdash will be built. But how will we understand, no matter how virtuous and meritorious that generation, how will we understand why they merit when earlier generations that have such righteous people, Jews who are Moser Nefesh, Jews who make such incredible sacrifices, Jews who die al Kiddush Hashem, why would early generations not be worthy or merit its building? And some generation in the future will merit. How will we understand that? In fact, we know the Gemara says any generation, Kodosh lo nivne biyamav, any generation where it's not built in their day, kilu hachrivo, it's as if that generation destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So Tzfasemes has a magnificent comment. He says, wherever will be that final generation when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, they can't take all the credit. Why? Because maybe they are the ones worthy, they install the final brick in the wall of virtue, of merit, that earns the Beis HaMikdash. But you know how many bricks were laid before? The foundation that came before? The contributions that came before. Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem says Tzfasemes, because it means even if we don't ultimately realize fully our dream of a Beis HaMikdash, in every generation we get a step closer. In every generation we get a step more towards that final redemption and that final goal. God will not build in the future. He's building in the present by accepting, receiving, collecting our good deeds, and our kind actions, and our virtuous behavior, and our shmiras ha-mitzvos, and the good things that we're doing today. And Tzfasemes explains, that's why it's bonei in the present, but yichanes in the future will gather us. Because lest we think that there'll be an ingathering of the exiles, and then he'll build the Beis HaMikdash is being built every day. You came to shul for Mincha Marav, you were on time, you didn't talk during davening, and you concentrated. On your way out, you held the door, you had a kind word, you gave someone tzedakah. You thought of someone tonight and you checked in on them, you did a good deed. You were honest today during business dealings. Every day through the good things we're doing, we are in an ongoing process of building the Beis HaMikdash. It won't happen in one moment in the future, it's happening right now. And that's why Yechanes. It's not that first he'll ingather and then he'll build it. He's Bonei. He's been building all along, and then it will culminate when all the contributions have been made, when they've been collected, when we have everything that he needs, when we are entirely worthy, then Yechanes, then that final step will be, he'll bring us together. Rav Schwab in his commentary points out that Bonei Yerushalayim is not just that Hashem is actively in the present tense collecting our good deeds, but he's also collecting our tefillos. See, Pisa Yeshua, the Gemara says, one of the questions will be asked when we meet our Maker. among the six questions, the Gemara in Shabbos, more than six, I think it's 11, that the Gemara enumerates, that we are asked, among the mitzvah, peace of Yeshua, did we long for, did we hope for, do we care about redemption? Maybe we're perfectly happy. We've got nice palm trees, pina coladas, not a bad life. This time of year, the weather's pretty good. Who wants a base on mikdash and carbonus? You know what it costs to buy a sheep, a ram, a lamb, cow? It's expensive. It's bloody. It's a mess. And maybe there's, Rahman al-Islam, vegans or vegetarians among us. Are we really longing for the base on mikdash? Do we want it so badly? So the Gemara says, we'll be held accountable. We'll be asked. Tzipisa l'Yeshua. And many poskim, I think Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz among them, says, when do we fulfill tzipisa l'Yeshua? When do we answer that question? As Tzemach David. Every time we daven three times a day, one of the middle brachas of the Amida, in addition to being to asking, Hashem, give me good health, heal the people around me. Hashem, give me parnasa, let the people around me have a livelihood, a healthy livelihood. Es Tzemach David, one of the brachas that's supposed to represent our need, our lack, our desire, our hope, is for redemption. Is for redemption. That's when we answer that call. That's when we'll be able to answer that question and see peace of Yeshua. Did we long for it? So Schwab says, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, he's building by collecting our tefillos. Those are the contributions. That's the foundation we lay. It's such an entirely different understanding of this pasuk that we fly through, don't even know what it means, hardly pay attention to the change in tense. Bonei in the present, Yechanes in the future, because every good thing, and we should know that. It's amazingly empowering to know that every good deed we do, every correct decision we make, it's not for naught if we still don't have a base. What's the point? There's still anti-Semitism, there's still hatred, there's still rockets facing Israel, we still don't have a base. What's the point? No, there is a point. Every good thing we do, it's being collected, it matters. We are making that contribution. He is Bonei Yerushalayim, and when he makes the full collection, when he has enough, then Yechanes, then he will gather everyone together. And I'll end by telling you, an amazing Chafetz Chaim writes, he says, imagine someone would knock on your door and they'd say, we're taking up a collection for the Beis HaMikdash. And by the way, in the entrance, there's going to be a wall, we're going to publish a brochure, there's going to be a website. It'll list everyone who gave to the Beis HaMikdash. So even if you ignore Goldberg when he says we're collecting for the mikvah, and you ignore him when he says we're going to do a campus expansion, but the Beis HaMikdash? Who's going to ignore that ask? Who's going to close the door on that mishulach? Who's going to turn down that invitation to have their name listed among those who contributed a brick to the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Chafetz Chaim, we have that invitation and that opportunity, that solicitation every day. Don't gossip. Don't talk Lashon Hara. Be careful how you behave. Do the right thing. Be careful with Torah and mitzvos. And each of those are the contribution. The list, the wall, the website won't reflect the financial contributions we make to bring a Beis HaMikdash. It'll reflect our behavior, our integrity, who we are, and how we carry ourselves, and who won't want to be included on that list.